problem. He's got a problem to know and proud. He's scared of stealing from his hand. Bob Powerlands went through the fans looking for some friends. John saw me scram, so he brought me back again, cause I'm alive. Bob Powerlands. Bob Powerlands. You got to follow where he's going. Got to take him to promise land. Bob Powerlands. Tried many moves, tried getting loose, tried petting zoos, but I knew they wouldn't do, cause I'm a lamb. Bob Powerlands. You gotta follow where he's going, gotta take him to the promised land. Bob Powerlands.
Bob Powerlands.
Bob Powerlands.
Well, greetings, everybody. Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight around the world on WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel. Glad to have you in here. Got a great program. Want you especially to stay tuned tonight because we got a disaster in the Gulf. It's a satanic disaster of biblical, catastrophic proportions. Ladies and gentlemen, our earth reeling under the weight of the sinful greed of man who is hell-bent to destroy, according to Revelation 11:18. You got to get on to the program here tonight now, ladies and gentlemen, because we're going to lay a lot of information on you concerning, and I know that's probably all you've heard on the news, but have you heard the real news? The truth behind the news that you hear is quite different. The mask of the liberal press of the world. You see, the people that own the press, that's the television and the radios, and or most of the radio, shortwave is an example of your only, it's really the only way almost left today. Some AM and FM station will permit you to transmit. And the truth, but alternative talk radio and places that you can get your information on the internet. You can get a lot of information on the internet. So to come up to speed, to come out of darkness, the people that are sitting in these bell boxes, these churches, I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, they're waving little patriotic flags, and you know they're willing to the dumb sheep are willing to follow the wolves right into the corral of death and destruction. That's now I told you Wednesday night on our program about what the elite master plan is. Now, over the next several messages, I'm going to go into that master plan. It's demonic. Very demonic. You are not included in the master plan of the Satanists that have hatched up these things to destroy our planet. Greed and wealth acquiring illegally. See, the wealth that the wicked are laying up really are laid up for the righteous. And now, for the righteous to inherit it, they got to live worthy and suffer the persecution and things that come with the kingdom become. You're going to receive tribulation. You're going to receive persecution. You're going to be talked about and hated and despised, especially those who are storing food. That's anti-hoarding laws or against that, ladies and gentlemen. You can't hoard. Why would you want to live in a mess like they're fixing to create for you? I talked about the starvation factor, the concentration camps, and I know it sounds like a horror story, and we keep talking about it, but nothing ever happens. That's by design also. They want you to get in a chaotic state of mind. They want you to be afraid. I mean, the more you fear, the more their animalistic instincts are aroused. They love to promote fear. They feed off of fear. Blood is one of the things that they desire. And we're talking about the fallen angels who are manifesting on earth in physical bodies at a rate, unprecedented rate of the last days. The Bible talked about that they would come when they're released. And I talked about the release of the coming events of 20 and 12 and the things that could become possible. I also mentioned with a ray of hope that we have as saints, victorious overcomers. That's what we are. We cannot be defeated. Although we're ignorant, although we're almost just like the Messiah was. The Bible said he was pitiful. He was very meek and very humble. And yet he's got another side of his nature. Right now we have to be meek and we have to be humble. We have to take it. They dish it, we take it. We have been the doormat for the satanic seed of this earth. The snakes, they're literally snakes in three-piece business suits. They sit and plan and plot. Now, in the last days, when they are hell-bent on removing you. You see, it's just like, if they can get rid of you, they think they're going to own this place. But that's not true. We're going to have an intervention later on. Now, not now. It could go on for quite some time. But the tumblers on this mechanism and the synchronicities that are required to bring in the beginning of sorrows. Now that's you and me. Did you know that they're making a plan to rid the earth, ladies and gentlemen, to rid, I don't know where all that's coming from, but I guess it's all right, to rid the earth of the undesirables, meaning you, the poor people. You see, Yahweh made a lot of us poor people. And the reason he made a lot of us poor people is the poor that's going to inherit. Isn't that wonderful? Now, the rich get their reward. You know, and they will go to any cost, including destroying the earth, to get it. See, that's... But the Bible said the riches of the wicked are laid up for the inheritance of the saints. They're going to cash their gold and silver. You can pick it up with a bushel basket. Today, gold hit a record high. Now, you know why? Because it's faith in the dollar, the U.S. monetary system, the Federal Reserve. People are being hoodwinked, deceived and cheated for so many years that finally people are beginning to wake up and put their investments in solid just weights and measures. Now this is going to be the future, and this is why that the wicked are creating this chaos, a monetary failure that gets you to be more subservient to them. Say, fear promotes an advantage on them. Out of chaos comes the order, and out of that order they're going to rule by removing you. So this little episode in the Gulf, ladies and gentlemen, we're having a tragic happening in the Gulf. It's a sad day for the Southland. Our beautiful Gulf shores. All along, starting over on the Texas side, all the way over to the Florida Panhandle and around and up the East Coast. This is the Atlantic currents that are flowing out of the Gulf, and they go eastward into the North Atlantic. Now, eventually they're going to go into Europe and affect all the, well, anything that moves in the ocean. The Bible talks about it, ladies and gentlemen, that the ocean is going to become so polluted. And now here's why. Greed. They tell you, they tried to tell us, and their lies are being exposed. We know that they've capped off great oil reserves in Alaska, the slopes. We know that there's enough oil in Montana and out west, generally out west, trapped up there in places to do the United States at the rate that they're using the oil, 200 years out in just a couple of fields here. And so what they have convinced us for greed, to raise the money, to up it and down it, you know, they'll raise it until we cry uncle, and then they'll drop it till we'll get out on our knees and pray we can start driving again. But they have lied to us that there's an oil shortage, and the one well that ruptured in the Gulf proves that this is a lie. They can take. Now, they've cut down the refinery capacities deliberately to raise the price of oil. And they have made us a victim of foreign oil. Our government right here. And this is designed for a number of purposes that I can't get into tonight because of time, but I would love to. But here's what's happened so far. Let me bring you up to speed. Now, April the 20th is when we had the great explosion, the great ball of fire that is seen in biblical prophecy, lighting up the ocean and the ocean becoming a dead body of water and everything in it dying. Now, the possibilities here are enormous, and there's no end in sight. BP has already admitted that if the wells that they are digging now, it's another 3 to 4 weeks before they could even put a cap on it, or to know where it's going to be successful. They don't know. They're just stabbing in the dark. Well, let's say that it is not successful. Here's what led to this now. They have drilled down into the strata 6 miles below the ocean floor and tapped into a high-pressure cavity. At this level, the oil is called abiotic. It is being created by chemical reaction and will produce an endless supply of oil. Oh. Thought we had an oil shortage. The pressure coming up from the well casting is up at or above 70,000 pounds per square inch. More like 100,000. No way to stop this. And they knew that. It's just like they're delaying or prolonging as long as they can. See, there's not been much. Nobody is really sounding the alarm. The Obama administration acting like that they're doing something. It was 60 days before they ever had BP to appear as responsible parties. And then all they wanted was money. You think you're going to get some of that money? Dream on. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a nightmare in the Gulf. Now notice this. We don't have the science technology to stop at that pressure. We just, especially a mile down, working in robotic submarines, it's going to be impossible to stop it at the wellhead where it's below. On a normal oil rig, there are two readings that are read immediately after they hit oil. Now notice this. The first is flow rate, and the second is wellhead pressure. And on a normal rig, it's about 1,500 pounds per square inch. At that level, all the safety systems work to keep everything safe. On the rig that just blowed in the Gulf, the wellhead pressure hit 70,000 pounds per square inch or more, because we can't trust BP. It blew the rig apart, and every safety system with it went down. BP was told by the rig engineers, Albertan, you can trust them, right? That the fail-safe valve needed to be replaced, but they were told to keep drilling. And boom, it blowed. The valve probably would not have stopped the oil at 70,000 pounds per square inch anyway. The amount of oil blowing into the Gulf every day is about 400,000 gallons and increasing daily. Now we know it's 2.5 million with the truth finally coming out. With the high pressure so high, nobody knows how to stop it. Everything they've tried has failed, and relief wells will not help, but only increase the problem. When the BP CEO was grilled, he was asked if they have a contingency plan, if the well, the drill and relief well, if that fails, what are you going to do about it? Nothing, nothing. They have nothing. Now BP will be at an end, and now enter the government. Well, what's their alternative? A nuclear detonation to close the well. Oh my, that's going to create some problems here. Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready on the Gulf Coast from probably Texas, maybe Galveston, from there over to maybe Miami, Florida? Are you ready to evacuate? It's possible that you might have to. There is oil plumes in the Gulf, estimated by oil industry experts, that are now, they're telling us, National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration is estimating that 40% of the Gulf is now covered with underwater oil clouds and growing daily, or by the hour, or by the minute, or by the second. 40%. That's almost half of the Gulf. Now, here comes the real bad part. Oil is not the only thing coming out of the wellhead, and the plume that's leaking is leaking deadly gases which are escaping into the atmosphere. And you're going to hear in the days to come about volatile organic compounds in the air. The EPA has now begun to let out the research and readings on the deadly gases escaping into the air just in the Gulf region. And number one, benzene, which is a type C6H6 gas, the amount one breathes should not pass 0 to 4 parts per billion. The reading this week in the Gulf was 3,000 parts per million. This gas is now moving over the region and Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida. 3,000 parts per billion. That's causing problems with the brain, the stomach, and especially for pregnant women and the old or the elderly are having to breathe this colorless, very poisonous, flammable gas with the characteristic foul odor of rotten eggs. Now, what's keeping that from happening? A dispersant. We talked about it in our Wednesday night show. With this combination, not knowing what these deadly combinations of dispersant, pyrexic, we already know what that's doing to people, and people that are inhaling this are beginning to get sick. The CDC, the control of the disease based in Atlanta, on the, you know, they're always out front leading the, you know, with vaccine things. I wouldn't trust them, you know where, with a muzzle on. You know why? Because all they're interested in is to please those who are proposing a depopulation of 50% plus, if they get lucky. Now, ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow night, on the Saturday night show with Brother Mark, I'm going to go into some of the things that was reported at a secret meeting in London in the year 2005. You don't want to miss tomorrow night. I want to tell you their plans, and they're patient. I've told you before on teaching about the Illuminati, those that rule the earth, these satanic masters, these superminds, have got a plan. And they don't include you. Oh, it does include you. That means it includes to eliminate you. Not the CDC is not interested in whether you get a vaccination or not. All that they're interested in is that they are centrally located for disinformation about health and health concerns. Yeah, be vaccinated. They're going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that it's now probably unsafe to live in the Gulf area. Now, where are you going, guys? Do they have a place for you? Have they got a bed? Have they got food for you? Oh, yes, FEMA is right there. Federal Emergency Management Association. Aha. Ladies and gentlemen, the Antichrist, the Luciferian doctrine being instituted, even as we speak, has got a plan. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, the shelter's like a hurricane and you sleep overnight over in a shelter. This is different. If, for instance, that they cannot cap the well, we're told that it could rupture and run for at least 7 years of toxic pumping of this abiotic oil out into the Gulf, and then you tell me that everything in the seas, this would affect the whole seven seas. If this is not corralled, if this is not stopped, well, after BP extinguishes all of their options, which is the 15th of next month now, the government is going to get her. You don't see Obama addressing the nation that we've got a national emergency. He's not come out and said that. And yet, oil is now covering 40% and will soon be 50, by the way. Probably by the by the end of next week, we'll have one half of the ocean on the Gulf, in the Gulf area, ready to come up the East Coast. Is it planned? I don't know. It seems like it. Nobody is concerned. I'm talking about people that are able to do anything about it. Ladies and gentlemen, we have got a time of trouble such as the world has never seen. A time of trouble. Now, does the Bible talk about a time of trouble? Well, I think it does, don't it? The Transocean Limited Development Driller on the platform, leased by BP. I have a picture here in my research that the workers are drilling a relief well at the Deepwater Horizon oil site. They're struggling to seal cracks in its Macondo well as far back as February, more than 2 months before the explosion killed 11 and spewed oil into the Gulf of Mexico, and is continuing to this very minute. Back in February, they were trying to seal the fissures or the cracks that was expanding from the well. Now listen to this. It took 10 days to plug the first cracks, according to reports that BP filed with the Minerals Management Service that wrote them over 700 citations. Now, to give you some comparison, what kind of a renegade bad reputation that BP has. It's a foreign company owned by the Bank of England. And you know who owns the Bank of England. Now you're getting into the elite. You're getting into the prince that said, if I was a reincarnated possibility of becoming a microbe where I could eat all the evil people up in the world and just get rid of the population, that's what they think about you. 700 citations that BP was issued by the Minerals Management Service. They were later delivered to congressional investigators, and the cracks in the surrounding rock continued to complicate the drilling operation during the ensuing weeks. They were left unsealed, or if they are left unsealed, listen what? It can allow an explosive natural gas to rush up the shaft. Now, there was a working crew that was working on the rig along with Hal Burton, and they made suggestions that they cease drilling. But BP said, drill, baby, drill. Now, for failure or fear of being sued for criminal negligence, the BP CEO evaded all the questions and said, well, I'm not an engineer. I don't know anything about it. I never heard about this. Playing innocent and dumb at your expense and your ocean. Ladies and gentlemen, where is the wrath of Americans? Where do we stand up and where do we take a stand? That the greed of these corporations and the backing of the government is going to destroy our earth, according to Revelations 11:18. When are we going to stand up like men and women? Have they put something in the water or the food? A lack of testosterone? Now they're looking for a sexual enhancer for women. They got one for the men. Now they're looking one for the women. They give you something to take away, and then they give you something. It's all chemical. Our fathers, who never heard of Viagra, and our women that stood shoulder to shoulder with their men, loaded their muzzles, and the rifles when they cleared the land in this country and built it up to the most magnificent republic that the world has ever known, to be destroyed by a few greedy individuals. And we don't even know what's going on. We don't care. It's like we're dumbed down. And the Center for Biological Diversity in our brain is shut down. BP didn't respond to calls and emails seeking comment when they were questioned. The company shares rose 22 cents to 359 in London after the company struck a deal with the Obama administration yesterday to establish a $20 billion fund. Their stock went up because the investors in the stock, they said, "Hey man, we got a green light now, let's go." What's happening is that we're seeing the beginning of the end. Not the end, but the beginning. Today, we are suffering sorrows. These are the beginning of sorrows. Are you weeping for the porpoise, and the whales, and the mammals, and the fish? They're having to absorb through their fins the corexit that is thinned and cut the oil to where it's destroying and damaging the ecosystem to such an extent that you will never see a pristine beach or a body of water on the coast, and it was the most favorite place in the world to come for vacationers. From the great state of Louisiana and the barriers and the reefs and the marshlands, down to the Mississippi shores, over into the beautiful sand of Alabama and Florida. Now we're going to have a dead body of water to contend with for the next 100 years. Or possibly longer, if time goes that long. And all that we know, gas surges. Companies have reinvigorated themselves, trying to get under. They know that regulation is coming. That's what this is all about, for the government to take over the oil industry. We don't have the automobile industry and the steel industry. Now they want control of the oil. Now with those three biggies in the fold, now we turn to its workers. We only want skilled workers. We have no reason to feed you undesirables. We have concentration camps if you get out of order. We have martial law. We're just one tick of the clock away from martial law. Are you ready? What does martial law mean, Pastor Buddy? Dr. Gary and I have been talking about this and discussing it a little bit. And we know that there's right at 1,000 concentration camps that are already built in the United States of America. 1,000. Now, I can see that in the event of a world war, and it's coming, that's what I'm going to talk about tomorrow night. I'm going to give you the outlay of a Masonic plan that was set in on in 2005 down in London, England in 2005. And it's going to frighten you to know what they've got planned. Now, they're flexible, well and good. Or if it takes 100 years, well and good. Time is on their side, just like Albert Pike, who, by the way, we just had last week in Arkansas. Mr. Pike's name emerged with the death of 20 people. On April the 20th, we had the death of 11 hard-working, family-loving men at the expense of the greed of British Petroleum Oil Company, with one of the worst, it is the worst safety record in the oil industry, BP, by far. To give you a comparison, as I said, 700 citations, where Exxon, that caused the horrible spill in Alaska, only had one. They said before the Senate congressional committees last week that both Exxon, Shell, and another one, can't remember the biggie there, but they, all three of these company executives said that they would not have taken the drilling route that BP took. And BP was warned by Hal Burton and others, engineers, even their own company engineers. This is all going to come out in time, but what they'll do, they'll squeeze it out so slowly that by the time you'll all but forgot about it when you're moved out of the beautiful country down south. It's beautiful. Wonderful. There's not a country in the world like the good old USA. And we are being led to the slaughter. Our country is being destroyed by the greed. And the Bible prophesied it in the book of Revelations, chapter 11, verse 18. You're seeing it come to pass. I've often preached on this. And now here I am, living to see the beginning of the times of sorrow. These are just times when our nation is going to be broken apart by design now. Our infrastructure's already been broken down the last 10 years and shipped off by presidents that you rallied around, waved the flag, sent your men to foreign countries to fight against who you thought was the enemy, when the enemy is right here among us, hidden in three-piece business suits, calling the shots that are soon going to be heard around the world. Now, tomorrow night, I'm going to explore the agenda for the next 10 years that they've got planned, if time tarries, because they've got a long-range plan, and the next thing to come up, I preached on this before, but I want to go into details tomorrow night about World War III. You see, at the darkest hour, when the economy shatters, when nations are on its knees, when people are fearful, then the antidote is punishment of war. Let the poor heathen soldiers fight the rich man's war one more time. We only need 3 world wars, Mr. Albert Pike, that I spoke of, and the Illuminati number of 11 or 13. He's buried at 1300 Avenue in Washington, D.C. as a saint of the Masonic Order. I want to get into that. Not all Masons are bad. There is a devious plan. I don't know where they've been infiltrated, and they're being used as a system. I don't know. But I do know that anybody that's elite, like the Bilderbergs and all these people that we talk about sometimes on the radio programs that you hear about, they're now merging with faith and confidence that their goal is in sight. They're only one war away. One master, mother of all battles, the world war, and this time it's going to involve nuclear deliveries. And you think that the Atlantic Ocean in its sickened state right now, down in the Gulf of Mexico up to North Atlantic, that's bad. You wait. We are at a point in time that the Bible described it as a time of troubles such as the world has never seen. That's in your day, ladies and gentlemen. It's coming in your day. Are you ready? Oh, I'm going to be raptured out, Pastor Buddy. I'm so glad this is happening, and we're going to get raptured. Mr. Hagee told us so. Oh, he did? Mm-hmm, yeah. Well, we're gonna have a trip out of here. Y'all wicked, you can stay here and suffer because the Antichrist is going to be down here. No, he's going to be here, and so are you. The ones he don't take away through death and pillage and deception and deceit. He'll deceive the very elect. If the elect's gone, there's no elect here to deceive. If you can bet your bottom dollar, you'll be leading, if you're one of Yahweh's elect, you're going to be around here suffering. Better have you some food stored. Better have a few mason jars filled with kraut and green beans and soup beans or whatever you want to put in them. I talked to a sister today. We're talking about canon. It often comes up in conversations with people that know what's coming. America's not seen this since the Civil War. You ain't seen nothing yet. You're an end-time generation. It could happen in your generation. That'll be the time of trouble such as you've never seen or ever lived. Did you know that the things that are prophesied about Israel, and I believe America and its people are descendants of Israel, what's left, and fewer of them are coming aboard. Did you know that Israel got so bad in their famines and pestilence and their disobedience and was plagued so that the Bible says that they ate their babies? They boiled a baby a day in this little enclave of where they were starving. All over the land there was starvation. Can you imagine? Can you comprehend? What about World War II? Go to Germany. Ask those people if they remember it. Ask the people over in Russia if they remembered. Go to Stalingrad, where there was an assault, and the people ate dogs. You say, I'd never do that. You'll eat anything when you get hungry enough. It seems like when you're hungry, you have a will to live because you live to eat. Very few people eat to live. And very few of those few know where the real food is. He said, I have food to eat you know not of. In those days, you'll need that. You'll need the cosmic food of the heavens. You'll need a rescuer in the form of Yahweh. Come, Yahweh. Even come. Destroy them that would destroy the earth. Destroy them, Yahweh. I'll be back in flame and fire, taking vengeance on them that know me not. Do you know him today? Are you repented? Are you baptized in his name? You better get it. We baptized 8 people at the festival. We had about 75 people. Baptized 8 souls. Those 8 souls made a commitment. They came from, oh my, Georgia, Ohio, I can't remember exactly how many states they came from and got baptized. But oh, what happened. Pennsylvania, what a day. When he calls to remembrance, I preach to you and I pipe to you, but you didn't dance. You was worried about the NBAs. You were worried about the finals. You were watching your favorite idols. You were worshiping your idols. my festivals went by, and you didn't attend. You had a chance. Two tens done gone. If you didn't attend, you can't go back. April the 20th, when the explosion hit the Gulf, that can't be. Don't look like it's going to be ended anytime soon. The only alternative, let me tell you before I close here, the only alternative option left on the table, when Hal Burton says we can't stop it, if this drill doesn't stop it, and by that time it's going to be another month or longer, think about 40% of the ocean bed infected with oil. At this time, it would probably be more like 100%. Now, the fumes, the benzene, and the correctant, the dispersants, and the combinations, and the deadly gases could require an evacuation on the whole coast of the Gulf. They have places for you. They got food for you to eat. Trust us, we're here to help you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, call me tonight. This is Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call. You can call me at area code 423-626-2172. Now, that's area code 423-626-2172. Ladies and gentlemen, you know that we're going to mount up and we're going to ride. You know that those that remain, your faithful loved ones that's kept the faith, may deny the name of Yahweh. Now, if you've been worshiping a false name, you can forget it. If you don't have the name of the true Father in your forehead, of Revelation 21 and verse 4. Have you got that? Are you going to go into the city with the 12 gates? You're going to have the Father's mark in you, on you. Now, if you've got the devil's mark, a 666 mark, that's a false name. If you've got the true name, you need to call me tonight for the true name. It's a name above all names. Will you ride with him? Will you mount up? Will you say, Yahweh, as for me and my house, we're going to serve Yahweh. Ladies and gentlemen, the world is in serious trouble tonight around the world. If you're listening to me tonight and you want the antidote, it's not correctic. It is the true name of Yahweh, a name above every name. At the name of Yahweh, every knee shall bow. Jesus is not his name, ladies and gentlemen. There was no J's in 1611. Get over it. Don't let a false prophet lead you astray. Get away from these false prophets that all they want is something for themselves and give you very little. It's like the government. They'll work you to death and give you nothing. They'll come and let you gather with them. Support them and hold them up. When you do all the work, they get all the gain. You haven't got anything to lose in Yahweh. But outside of him, you've got a lot to lose. That's your soul. Come and seek Yahweh and ride with him. He's coming on a cloud. He's got fire in his eyes. He's got a sword in his hand. He's riding a white horse all across this land. That's the victorious coming. Those that remain will not prevent them that sleep, for Yahweh will bring them with him. And every time you say hallelujah, you're giving the true God the glory. And every time that you say hallelujah, you're taking a step towards the kingdom gate of Revelation. Straight is the way, and few there that be that find it. I love you tonight. I pray for our nation. Our Heavenly Father, I pray. Yahweh, I don't know why that the rich and the elite and the noble have planned our demise. I pray that you foil their plans. You come I know that first Satan is coming. He's going to be an imitator. And Christians all over the earth will believe the lie. They'll take the rapture plan and they'll be promised freedom and liberty. And they'll become servant of those who are deceitful and hideous, just like the ones that are destroying the earth today. The sons of Baal, the sons of Lucifer, the serpent people. These are the wolves in sheep's clothing. Yahweh bless you. Yahweh keep you. And Yahweh take you into His fold. And I'll see you tomorrow night. I got a great message for you tomorrow. You don't want to miss it. As we keep pumping oil in the Gulf, and this time bomb of concentration camps is getting near. Are you ready to go? Oh, you say, I'm here and I'm well here. They know where you're at. They'll come right to your door. You signed up on the census, didn't you? They know where you're at. Even the foreign soldiers that they're going to enforce this with, they're right here right now waiting on their orders. And they're coming to a neighborhood near you. Are you ready? Mount up in this ride. Yahweh bless you. Oh, yes.